Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place. We're glad you've joined us in the new Dark Hollows Press studio. Donna Wright has Cassandra McLaughlin, Heather Blanton, and Shannon West on the couch this evening to tell us more about themselves and their latest releases. Updates on the Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016, and romance industry news at the bottom of the hour. All this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. Brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera. And now your roseate plenipotentiary for this evening, Donna Wright.
And here I am, Donna Wright. It is 7 o'clock. It is Monday night. And, of course, it is time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. I'm excited to be here. Things are going great right now. And I hope you're planning on joining us for Romancing the Smokies. It is going to be such a great time that if you're not thinking about it, be thinking about it. Start thinking about it. You need to be at Romancing the Smokies. You're going to get to meet fabulous authors. You're going to get to do fun things. We're going to have a beautiful, elegant luncheon. I'm working right now on all of those wonderful centerpieces for the authors, and we're just going to have such a great time that you're really going to be sorry you missed it. What I would like to do right now is introduce our first guest. Our first guest is named Candace Y. Johnson, and we're very excited to have her here on Hummingbird Place. Candace, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Love the name of the new release. It's called Practice What You Praise.
Yes, ma'am. This is a title that God gave me years ago. And it's just along the lines of, you know, it's so easy to practice what you preach, but can you practice what you praise? We listen to songs, we listen to the sermons, we sing, we dance, but do we really believe what we're putting out there? And that's where the title of the book came from.
So tell us a little bit more. Is it a nonfiction?
This is actually a fiction novel.
Okay.
And it is about a 16-year-old girl named JoJo who has a romance with a young man. He's a worship leader in the church. She's a praise dancer. JoJo winds up pregnant, and once she, you know, gets pregnant, she sat down, of course, from the dance ministry. Well, she's ready to come back. When she's ready to come back, it divides the church, and it begs the question, who gives you the right to praise? No one wants her to dance in the sanctuary because of the sin that they know about, but who gives you the right to praise? Where's the line of forgiveness? And so this is JoJo's story, as well as her pastor, who he's an upright guy. He's trying to do the best he can to pull this congregation together. And meanwhile, his own love life is a bust.
Oh, wow. It sounds wonderful. I'll tell you, you know, I understand where you're coming from. As soon as you said that it's harder to practice what you praise that it is what you preach, I started thinking about this song. It's by a group called Casting Crowns. It's called If We Are the Body. And there's this one place in it, and I'm getting chill bumps. There's this one place in it where all through the song, it's a very convicting song, and all through the song, they're talking about trying to reach out to people that come in to the church and they don't feel welcome and everything, and reaching out to those people.
Yeah.
And then it says, Jesus paid much too high a price for us to pick and choose who should come, and we are the body of Christ. And if we are the body, then why aren't our arms reaching? Why aren't our words teaching? I mean, just look that up and just listen to that song. It will. I mean, it's a very convicting song. It makes me think about things I've done that are wrong, that are absolutely wrong in the eyes of Jesus. And so, I understand this book sounds fabulous because it is hard to say, you know, this girl has messed up. Well, haven't we all?
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So when, I mean, it's hard enough to forgive yourself when you mess up, but when people
right.
are looking down at you, I mean, I totally understand. And sometimes as Christians, we tend to eat our wounded.
Oh my gosh. That's so powerful what you just said. I love it. That's exactly what we do. Yes.
I
always say that there's a we have to be held accountable. There is a measure of accountability in the body of Christ. However,
absolutely.
When we can't see the sin within ourselves, then accountability turns into judgment because now we're judging someone else instead of holding them accountable.
Right. And, you know, I've been in churches. I was in a church one time where a deacon just walked out on his wife and child. And no one had the guts to go to him and say, I'm sorry, you just can't be a deacon anymore.
Wow.
And he left the church, but what they did is they just did not have another showing, you know, another replacement for him until his time on the deacon board was through, because they did it as rotating. You rotated, you were on the deacon board for 2 years. Then you'd rotate off for a year. And that was so everybody could have a rest if they were really doing what they were supposed to be doing. But anyway, very exciting story. Practice what you praise. We are here with Candace Y. Johnson, and we're so excited to have her. But we will be back in just a moment.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com, and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your
I love the way she says that. It's your home for romance. Because it is. It's the home for romance. Now, Candace, the reason you're writing about choreography is because you actually are a choreographer.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Ordered Steps Productions?
Oh, that's like my heart. You know, Ordered Steps Productions is a dance company that God birthed in me nearly 10 years ago. We'll be 10 years old in January. And, you know, just briefly about my background, I did not start dancing, didn't even know I could dance until I was almost 30 years old. This came about as a need in a church. This is before praise dance really started to get popular, and the teens in the church I was a member of at the time, they wanted to dance, but no one wanted to work with the teenagers. So I didn't know if I could do it, but God told me to do it.
Good
for you.
So
I started working with the teenagers, and you know, it was a little scary, but God just put me in there, and he just showed me exactly what to do. And ended up getting hurt in church, and I wanted to back off, but God wouldn't let me. And for a while, I became known as the wedding dancer. People would start asking me to come dance at their weddings and all sorts of, and then I was part of another dance company, just kind of getting some training, because I wasn't formally trained in dance. It was just a gift, literally, from God. And following that dance company, God told me it was time to step out on my own. And I prayed and prayed and cried. I was too scared to do it. But then he birthed in me Ordered Steps Productions Dance Company. In the meantime, I had gotten married. And my husband, he's my biggest cheerleader, biggest fan, biggest supporter. He sort of pushed me into doing this because I'm the kind of person that I'm not always obedient the first time around. So he knew that I wasn't going to do it. He knew I wasn't going to do it. You know, just like with you stepping out on radio, this is a big deal for me to do this, but I was just scared to do it. I've never wanted the spotlight, but I've always been a creative thinker. So once God gave me Ordered Steps, it's just been a blessing, even the name. I didn't even know what we were going to name it, and I was just in prayer one day, and I said, God, please order my steps. And that's how I got the name. He just dropped it.
That is fabulous. What a wonderful story.
It's just been a blessing. I can honestly say that worship saved my life, honestly.
Well, praise God. That is such a beautiful story. What a testimony that how dance. Now, I'm a Baptist, and, you know, we call it dance. And you're not supposed to be dancing in the church and all that. Oh, that's such crud. David danced before God. Why shouldn't we? Anyway, such a wonderful thing. Actually, most Baptist churches are going non-traditional now, and so they're doing all kinds of wonderful things. But let me ask you this. We're running close on time, so, and I don't have the information in front of me, so give us your website.
Yes, it's ordered, like you ordered a pizza, stepsproductions.wix.com.
Okay. Now, do you have a writing website, or do you just use everything on that one?
Everything is all in one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And can we contact you on Facebook or any other place online?
Oh, yes, definitely. Facebook. I'm under Candace Y. Johnson, author, and that's C-A-N-D-I-C-E.
Okay. And Practice What You Praise is your newest release. Is this your first book, or have you released books before this?
This is my debut.
Ooh, how exciting. And you got to be on the radio and everything.
Yes, it's just so exciting.
That is great. That is so, so wonderful. Now, it's Practice What You Praise. It is a fiction. It is a romance novel about a young lady who falls into some trouble in the church and kind of messes up like we all do. I think it sounds fabulous. I hope that you will come back again and see us, Candace. Have loved having you.
Definitely. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of the show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, believe me. That is Candace Y. Johnson, everyone. You've got to run out and get that book, Practice What You Praise. There's so many times that we fail and we don't mean to, but we do. So, and that's a book with, obviously, with some flawed characters, and those are my favorite kinds because nobody's perfect. We'll be right back with Shannon West right after this.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to adcmagazine.com for more information. A fair decor. It's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
Okay, we have somebody coming up who scares me because she's a frightening, frightening human being. If you get to meet her, you will understand. And if you come to Romancing the Smokies, you will get to meet her. Ladies and gentlemen, my sponsor, Shannon West. Shannon? Welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, you're so scary, you know, and I wanted to warn everyone.
I know, I'm frightening.
I know. I'm so scared. I'm just so scared. Okay, well, tell me what you have been up to lately, woman.
Well, I went to England not too long ago.
I did hear that you had gone to England without me, and I wasn't pleased.
Well,
there was no pleasure.
I wish you had been there. It was a UK meet, romance authors.
Oh, wow.
And, it was in Bristol, England.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never been to Bristol before, so it was wonderful. It was a beautiful place, and we just had a great time. It was started on Friday and went until Sunday. It was a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of fun. Yeah, it was really cool. And we got to do a little sightseeing afterwards. After we left there, we went to Stratford on Avon, and then we went to London for a couple of days.
Wow.
So it was wonderful. Yeah.
See, everybody, that's what happens when you're a rich romance author. You get to go to England.
No, far from it, but it was a lot of fun. It was really expensive over there, but we had a lot of fun.
Was it more expensive? My understanding is that the dollar there is trading for about $1.50, seriously. $1.50
yeah,
for a pound. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
You see something for 10 pounds and it's really more like $15.
Exactly. More like about $1.62.
Ooh.
$1.62 to a pound. It was very expensive, but, you know, it was a lot of fun and I'm glad we went.
Well, Shannon,
you don't do it often, but.
Right, exactly. And I'm a firm believer you only live once and every now and then you've got to splurge.
I know, absolutely.
You know,
I always wanted to see Stratford on Avon because that's mm-hmm. I'm a real Shakespeare. You know, I used to teach high school,
uh-huh.
So I'm a real Shakespeare fan. So I got to see, his grave site and
yeah,
Anne Hathaway's cottage and all that neat stuff. It was really great. It was wonderful.
That is so
great. Anyway, and then I've been writing the rest of the time. I've got two books out right now.
Well, don't you tell us a little bit about?
And I got one coming out tomorrow. Well, one of them is Dark Hollows. Well, they're both the ones I've got out now. One of them is volumes 1 through 4 of the Dark Hollows. You know, there are 13 in the series.
Oh, my goodness.
Dark Hollows pack, yes, 13 of them. And so number 13 just came out, and it's called Kian's Alpha. And it's my first Omega. I wrote about, you know, they're shapeshifters. They're wolf shapeshifters. Shapeshifters, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
Shapeshifters.
It's not for anyone. I hate to tell you, Shannon, it's not hard for anybody else to say. It's
nobody
just
else
you.
To say. Apparently, it's hard for me. that's the 13th. It's the first Omega I've written, and it was a lot of fun because you can, Omegas are. I don't know if you're know about shapeshifters or not, but Omegas are kind of the wild card. They can be all kinds of things. They can be, you know, psychic, or they can be very weak, and they can be, you know, picked on by the pack and all kinds of things. So it was an interesting little side note to go in and explore who Kian really was. It was fun.
Well, I mean, you know, you have shapeshifters or werewolves, some people would say, or I want to see a werebear. And the only reason
werebears are very popular right now. Yeah, my friend
really?
Susan Scott is doing a werebear book right now.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The reason I want to see a bunch of werebear books is so I can just say werebear. Because I just like the
well, they're really quite popular now. There are a lot of them on the bestseller list. But
oh,
Kian
wow.
is number one right now on Amazon.
Well, of course it is. Don't be ridiculous. Everything you write is number one.
And I've also got the Dark Hollow pack out. In, and, you know, they were all, you know, unfortunately, Secret Cravings went out of business.
Right.
Not long ago. And so they were all out of print. So we're putting them back out. And we've got volume one. And I've decided to put it on to sell it very cheaply so I could get people introduced to the series. We've got four books. The first four books are selling for 99 cents in a box set.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. And so,
yeah.
And you said there's 13 of them? Is that what you said?
There are 13 of them.
Wow. So you're going to
yes.
do the first four, but you're going to be getting them all up eventually.
Yes, they're all going up.
Great.
You know, just my new publisher, of course, is Dark Hollows, and my Dark Hollows Press. And it is... our publisher, and it's not me. It's I always laugh about it. I say I don't do anything. I'm just there. our publisher Michelle is wonderful, and we have a cover artist, Eden Connors, and she's really good. And she's done me some beautiful new covers for the books, and we're getting them up, you know, a little at a time as we have time to fit them in. So
I think
it's
that's
been kind
wonderful.
Of exciting. And then I've been writing another one with Sue Kellett. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Victoria Sue. She goes by her other name too. So, but
I understand
her name is Victoria Sue, and Victoria Sue has been very popular lately with some Orion Circle and Pure Books and things like that. And she and I are writing a Supremacy of Wolves series together. This is number three coming out tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Oh wow!
And it's called
Strength of the Alpha. You're into the alphas right now. You got Kian's alpha.
Oh, you know,
you're
all,
Strength of the
it's
alpha.
It's all about the alphas. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we are on the couch with my friend Shannon West, and we'll be right back after this. Shannon, you'll enjoy this.
Strength of the Alpha, great. Supremacy of Wolves. When Brandon finally gets his chance to train to become an alpha, he's ecstatic. His joy doesn't last long, however, when he finds himself one of the most unpopular of the new trainees. Out October 13th from Amazon best-selling authors Shannon West and Victoria Sue, Strength of the Alpha.
I told you you'd like it.
I did like it.
Oh, Jackie does such
perfect
a great,
timing.
Great job. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
She does.
She's so fabulous. Also,
wonderful,
one other thing.
Jackie DeVera.
Yes, the great and wonderful, the oh wise and wonderful Jackie DeVera, who's not listening tonight because she had to go away and do something.
Oh, no.
She's out of town. Yeah, she's out of town. I believe she had a wedding this weekend, and she's on her way back tonight.
Okay.
So, but anyway, another thing that Hummingbird Place I have listed for us to talk about is there is now Lovelines magazine. So everybody needs to be looking for that. Excuse me. You can go to thehummingbirdplace.com, and we should have some information from that on the website. It's a new e-zine that you can advertise with, and that we're actually going to be doing some advertising packages with. So. That just sounds like fun, and I just wanted to tell everybody. And actually, Dark Hollows Press is actually being advertised in Lovelines magazine because of its sponsorship of Hummingbird Place.
Wonderful.
Yes, so you're getting out there. Okay.
I love the
now,
name.
Yeah, it's really good. It really is. I like that, too. Now, let me ask you this. What's next for Shannon West?
You know, more books. I'm writing... A new book on the Tigerians. That's my sci-fi, one of my sci-fi things that I do. And I had kind of stopped because I did a series called Love Slaves of the Alphas, by Alphas mm-hmm. again. And there were 6 books in that series, and I finished the 6 books, and I sort of stopped for a while. But a lot of people liked the characters in that book, and one of the aliens was called Tigerians, and they're tiger shifters, and it's from the William Blake poem Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright. So it's spelled T-Y-G-E-R, so Tigerians, and they are they're interesting people. They look like they have striped skin, sort of. You know, they're very handsome, of course. And
wow.
I'm doing a book called Mate of the Tiger Prince. And I'm working on that now, as a matter of fact. And I'm also working on a vampire book with Victoria Sue.
Wow.
She and I are doing a vampire book. Yeah, we're always doing something.
You're always into something fun, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I have to work all the time. But I really like it. I get up every morning and go to my little office and work until about 2 o'clock every day. And
I think that's fabulous. I wish I could do that.
Yeah. I know. A lot of people, you know, say it gets, you know, it gets kind of hard sometimes because you get tired and everything. But I try to do a little every day and get the books out there because you have to keep working at it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Have you ever gotten scared? Have you ever gotten scared because you were working within a series or something like that, and you just could not seem to make it click?
Oh, sure. You know, you have these little dry spells, and usually I'll just put it away. I've usually got 2 or 3 things I'm working on, so I'll just put it away for a while. And sometimes, you know, you reach a point, and I've gotten there, you know, and I've gotten 20,000 or 30,000 words, and I think this is crap. This is utter crap. And I'll think, you know, but rather than hit the delete button, which you feel like doing, you know, you just put it away for a while. And then you come back to it later and you think, well, it's not so bad. And you finish it. But everybody gets in a slump, you know, from time to time. I think the key is to work on a couple of different projects at a time. And that way you can, it's kind of like a vacation for your mind. You know, you just go to a whole different world or a whole different book, which is a different world, really.
Yeah.
Whether you're writing sci-fi or shapeshifters or anything, you know, you still got a world that you're building, and that world is,
well,
you know, this contemporary or whatever.
I have only released contemporary at this time, and I feel like that, no, even when you're writing a contemporary romance, you are still building the world that those people live in. If it's
Absolutely.
Just straight contemporary romance, you know, you've got to build that world. You know, this is the town. This is, even if it's Atlanta, okay, it's the big city. They're in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
But still that person has their world. So you've got to build their friends
right.
and you've got to build their apartments or their houses. So world building is a lot of fun, really, actually.
It is a lot of fun. You get to inhabit those worlds for a little while.
Well, I have a Christmas story coming out.
You do?
I do. I'm going to have a Christmas story coming out called The 12 Days of Christmas Parties.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's about an event planner. So, yeah, we're going to be doing an anthology. A bunch of us up here in the Knoxville group got together, and we're going to be doing an anthology. So, really excited about that. And, of course, the main thing to be excited about up in this area is March, and where you will be a featured author at Romancing the Smokies.
I know. I can't wait for that. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, we're going to have such a good time. It's just going to be...
We always have a good time.
Oh, isn't that the
Your
truth?
Things are always fun. You really are always so much fun, and I just can't wait to see you again. And you're just hilarious. People who don't know you, I don't know if they know this or not about this lady, but she is so funny. So funny. So I enjoy being around you. You're a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate that. I have... You know, I really only found out that I could do these things when, by accident. We had Romfest that Tristan Michaels used to do in this area. And
I miss those.
Yes. And the first one, she said, Donna, go do this. And I went and did it. And from then on, I was the MC. She did 3 of them. I was the MC of 3 of them. And am actually available to go MC other places if anybody would like to have an MC for their event. I'd be glad to do that. But let's talk one more time about Kian's Alpha by Shannon West, available at Dark Hollows Press, and where all fine ebooks are sold. And you can find Shannon online at shannonwestbooks.com.
Yes, shannonwestbooks.com, yes.
That's where they find you. They won't find you at dirtysmut.com, right? I mean, you're not there anymore.
I might be there. I don't know. They might still have you there.
I love you, Shannon. Thank you so much for being on, and I wish you all the best with Ken's Alpha.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Shannon West. She is, like I said, just a great gal. You're going to love meeting her at Romancing the Smokies. Ken's Alpha is available at Dark Hollows Press, and where all fine ebooks are sold. We've got a few points of business here to do, and then we'll bring Mallory Kane, is actually sitting here in the house, not in the gazebo, but in the house.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
And next up, we are going to have a fabulous, fabulous time because we're going to be listening to news, and I know a little bit about what's going to be on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you, sitting here in the house, not out at the gazebo, but inside, Mallory Kane. Mallory, thank you for bringing us the news.
Well, thank you for letting me come inside. It's a little chilly outside.
It is.
But I do have to say, I don't know why you made me take my shoes off.
New carpeting.
Well, okay then.
All right.
I've got a couple of feature news items tonight from Entertainment Weekly. Earlier this week, Stephanie Meyer published Life and Death, a reimagining of Twilight with swapped gender roles. The foreword of this new book began with an apology that another Twilight book, Midnight Sun, a novel told from Edward's perspective, which she has been teasing about for years, is not coming out. Her reasoning is a lack of time to get finished with Midnight Sun. However, during New York Comic Con, she revealed a different reason. Gray. Midnight Sun is kind of cursed, Meyer apparently told the crowd. When some unfinished chapters of the book from Edward's point of view leaked in 2008, Meyer reported being upset and putting the project on hold. At the Comic-Con panel, though, she stated she had recently started back on Midnight Sun. And what do you think I saw as the top story on Yahoo the very next morning, she asked the crowd. The answer, Gray, the E.L. James novel.
Mm-hmm.
It was a literal flip-the-table moment for me, she said. And now, as of October 9th, Midnight Sun, the same type of book from the author of Twilight, is still on hold. So, for the past 3 years, number one New York Times best-selling young adult and adult romance author Jennifer Armentrout has run a contest to send one unpublished author to the RT Book Lovers Convention. Armentrout believes that the convention is an important one for aspiring writers. She lists the awesome networking opportunities that bring out a large number of authors, agents, and editors. It's a great way to get your face in front of editors and agents, she says. Armentrout didn't discover RT herself until after she was published, but she gets a lot out of attending because so many readers are there. Before I was published, she said, I didn't know that RT existed, which is why I now tailor my contest to aspiring writers. RT is immensely useful for writers, but it's also immensely expensive. So I wanted to do something to help aspiring authors who don't have the means to go to the convention. So she and several fellow judges are accepting story submissions via email until December 31st, 2015, or until 150 submissions are received. The stories must be up to 1,500 words and either original short stories or stories inspired by one of the listed judges' previously published works. Adding the option of submitting an original short story is new this year. Armantrout hopes it will expand the number of writers who have a chance at winning. The address to send submissions, if anyone is interested, is rtcontest@outlook.com. Jennifer Armantrout is looking forward to reading the submissions this year because years past have yielded quite creative stories. The talent just blows me away, she says. But ultimately, it's the act of helping out a starting writer that motivates her most. It might sound kind of cheesy, she says, but I believe in paying it forward. And that's the feature stories we have for tonight, Donna. I think, though, that you might have something.
Well, I thought we might talk for a few moments about Romancing the Smokies.
One of my favorite topics.
And don't forget, there's plenty going on here at the Hummingbird Place, and you can find out more information at thehummingbirdplace.com. And there you'll find books from our author interviews and our sponsors, Dark Hollow Press, and we're adding author support specialists every day. But that page is acting funky. I just want everybody to know the page is acting funky, and I know it. The page is acting funky, and
page.
I know it. But
I'm
working on
funky now, and she knows it.
That's right. And Kathy Daly has signed up to come to Romancing the Smokies as a gold sponsor, so we're real excited about that.
Wow.
Things are
that
moving right
exciting.
Along. We have several people that have already signed up, and we have already 56 that state that they're coming whether they've signed up yet or not. So very excited about Hummingbird Place and also Romancing the Smokies. It's just going to be a fabulous, fabulous time, and you will be there, Mallory Kane.
I will be there. I'm a silver sponsor, and I am very excited about it. But, Donna, isn't there a date after which you're going to have to pay an extra little bit of money to get to the Romancing the Smokies?
That is true. You will have to pay extra if you are not signed up by the first of the year. I will absolutely slap $15 on there for you to pay extra. Because I'm just like
that.
I am being pudgy-breaded.
Oh, no. It's the
kitty
monster.
Yes, the pudgy-bread monster. She has wandered in. She has wandered in. The boo cat has wandered in and is now... She's a shapeshifter. She's now the pudgy-bread monster. So she's
a
shapeshifter.
She's a quiet monster, isn't she?
Absolutely. And that little tongue stuck out. It's all you can see is a little black. He's all black. All you can see is that little pink tongue. Okay, what else we got going on, Mallory?
Well, we have a review coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. I'm very excited to tell you that there is a review coming up. First, we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to introduce Miss Sparkle.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
And yes, it is true. Dark Hollows Press is your place if you want that. And we are going to be talking now to Lady Shimmers, and she is going to tell us all about the book she has read recently. Lady Shimmers, welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Thank you very much for having me, Donna.
Oh, it's so nice to have you.
The book I'm reviewing this evening is by Red Phoenix. It is called Bree Learns the Art of Submission. This is the first book in a volume of three, I believe. This one is Submissive Training Center. Join Brianna Bennett as she is introduced to the erotic world of submission. Bree's life changes the day Sir comes to her tiny tobacco shop. His invitation to the Submissive Training Center is about to rock this young woman's world. The renowned school is famous for its elite submissive instruction. She has no idea what will be asked of her or the boundaries that will be pushed. One thing is certain. Bree is about to learn more about herself in 6 weeks than she has over the previous 22 years. From formal classes, hands-on practicums, and weekly auctions, Bree will confront her deepest fears and desires. In the process, she will also forge lifelong friendships with fellow submissives and fall for several of the center's skilled doms. As graduation day approaches, things begin to unravel, forcing Bree to make an unexpected choice of master. Which dom will ultimately earn her devotion and capture Bree's courageous heart? A warning, this book contains sexually explicit content. Extremely explicit. If you are an erotica fan, this book certainly will not disappoint. Think you might be interested in this alternative lifestyle? Then take a walk and breathe 6-inch stilettos and see for yourself. Now, personally, I like the classroom tutorials and projects. They centered around the student submissive's dreams or fantasies. The auditorium scenes were extremely eye-opening, and each one, they left me with a kaleidoscope of these really uncertain feelings. These lessons, they were designed to push the sub out of her comfort zone and make her explore unknown or scary parts of herself. But then the options would happen, and the romance. This book takes you into the life of dom and sub. A subservient life, yes, but a tender, gentle, worshiping kind of mutual existence. And for those of you out there who just don't get the whole dom-sub relationship thing, read this book. Forget what you've read about pain and torture and slave-like treatment. A worthy submissive is a true find for a real dom. She is his goddess, his rare treasure. Following along with Bree's story, you just might understand the delicious appeal of such a lifestyle. Personally, I give Red Phoenix's Bree Learns the Art of Submission all the sparkles it is due. This book doesn't just glimmer, it completely outshines most novels in the genre.
Well, thank you so much, Lady Shimmer. So you're saying 5 sparkles?
At least that many, yeah. She did an excellent job.
Wow. That is a lot of sparkles.
It is. It's not just sex scenes, and it's so much in this genre where that is just constant that to the point where you skim over it.
Right.
This is an actual school where they're teaching and explaining why they're doing what they're doing.
Wow.
And it's interesting. It's interesting as a point of just to know, because whether you like this sort of thing or not, curiosity is there.
Mm-hmm.
And this answers so many questions.
Well, I'm writing that book down. I think Kate McKeever would be interested.
I got the Audible version, and I can speak for it. It was wonderfully done, and I enjoyed it. I just had to turn down the volume if anybody walked in. But the audio version is excellent as well.
That's great. All right, and that is Lady Shimmers, and she loved, what is the name of it again?
It's The Art of, Bree Learns the Art of Submission, Submissive
and
Training Center.
And it's by Red Phoenix.
Yes.
All right, and she gives it 5 sparkles, and you can't get any better than that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lady Shimmers, for being with us. Thank you, Mallory Kane, for bringing us the news. We're going to move right on. I want you to listen to this, and then we have Heather Blanton on the line.
Shannon West's latest Dark Hollow Wolfpack book is Lucky Number 13, Kian's Alpha. As a child, Kian discovered that he had special abilities, abilities that eventually brought him to the attention of the Dark Hollow Wolves. Jim, their new alpha, had no intention of mating an omega, which was fine with Kian, who had nothing but bad luck with alphas. Jim wouldn't force an omega into a relationship he didn't want, and then he met Kian. Kian has to struggle against his past and learn to trust in Jim, and they have to stand together against the sinister outside forces that sent Kian to the Dark Hollow Wolves in the first place, influences that threaten to drive a wedge between the entire pack and tear them apart. From Dark Hollow's Press, Kian's Alpha by Shannon West.
It's the 13th book in the Dark Hollows Wolfpack series. If you need to catch up, now, first time ever. The first four books are available in a box set, and the rest will be out soon. Kian's Alpha hit Amazon's bestseller number one spot in its genre in just 2 days. Find out why for yourself. Kian's Alpha, available in all fine ebook outlets.
Next, we have a fabulous Christian author with us, Heather Blanton. Heather, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Hey, Donna. How are you? It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. And I love having you here. Thank you so much. I was reading up on you, and you are an impressive young lady.
Oh, well, it's nice to be called young. I don't know how impressive I am.
Well, now, you self-published A Lady in Defiance.
I sure did, my first book,
You tried to sell 200 copies and ended up selling 8,000.
Yeah, I had my goal was to use it as a fundraiser for my Relay for Life team. And I had cleared it with my agent, even though the book was going through the editorial committee at a major publisher. We were like, oh, 200 copies, that's no big deal. That won't change anything, go ahead. And that was in February of 2012. And by the end of May, it had already sold over 3,000 copies. And it made the publisher back away from me because they thought, well, that's it. Those are her sales projections right there. And praise the Lord, that thing went on to sell 8,000 copies that year.
That is so great. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about, now, A Lady in Defiance, Hearts in Defiance. So am I to assume that this is a series and that you're going to be working with this, with this series for a while?
Well, I'm in the process of doing the third book. It's called A Promise in Defiance. Mm-hmm. And I'm planning on ending it, but it's funny. Sometimes when you write a book, those characters have a way of just taking off on their own, and sometimes all a writer can do is follow behind them. But
right.
I'll tell you real quickly that the story of the three sisters in the Defiance books, the one sister, Hannah, the youngest one, she was inspired by my real sister, Susan, whom I lost to breast cancer in 1999. And so I started writing this series of books as a way to basically cope with my grief.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was an amazing person. She was an unwed teenage mother, and she wound up becoming a nurse and then an ordained minister. And I wanted to be able to tell her story, but in a way that was veiled enough, because her children still live in a small town. I wanted to be able to tell her story, but without being too specific, so people
right.
wouldn't know, oh, am I that character? But because when it first came out that she was pregnant, it was not a good thing at all. It was a very small town, small minds. People turned on her, even though she was the sweetest person in the world. But she came to know the Lord, and by the time she passed away in 1999, she had a standing room only funeral. People we hadn't heard from in years came to her funeral to tell
wow.
her goodbye. So, and I just, you know, I didn't want to let her go. So everything I write, there's a little bit of her in everything, because she prayed for me. She was extremely instrumental in me coming to the Lord. And when he took her home, I was like, you know what? She will never be forgotten.
And you're making sure of that. Now, tell us a little bit about Rivulet Publishing. Is that your personal publishing house, or is that a public publishing house?
There's a small publisher up in West Jefferson, North Carolina. It's owned by a lady named Leanne Kronk. Her author name is L.N. Kronk. Leanne has written 8 of her own books, and I met her at the Blue Ridge Mountain Christian Writers Conference in 2008, and we just hit it off like two sisters. And so when I started writing, she said, well, here, put it under my name, because I really believe in that book. And she was right. She saw it. She saw the success coming.
Wow. That is fabulous. And so what you have done is you have continued with the smaller press, or you're continuing with indie publishing. You're just not looking right now for a big publisher. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Even when my second book was being shopped with an agent, he took it to one of the major publishers, and even after the success of A Lady in Defiance, they were like, well, we kind of like what she's doing here, but we don't like this particular storyline. We'd like it to be more freestanding. a standalone piece, and I got down on my knees and I really prayed about that. I have wanted to be published by a publisher since I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
And when I had that conversation a couple years ago with my agent, it just felt so wrong to release the story and go in a different direction. I was doing this for my sister. So I prayed about it, and God gave me the peace I needed to let my agent go and to back away from seeking a traditional publishing contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been indie since then, and God has blessed it. I've learned to say never, not to, what is that old saying, never say never.
Right.
But there is certainly a lot of independence and a lot of freedom with being an independent publisher. The only regret I have to being an indie is that I'm not really in bookstores. But
right.
If God wants to fix that, then he'll show me how to fix that too.
Well, that is very true. That is very true. So we are on the couch with Heather Blanton, who is a Christian author, and she's telling us a little bit about A Lady in Defiance and Hearts in Defiance. Now, am I right or wrong that these are Westerns?
Yeah, I call them inspirational Westerns. They all have a very strong faith theme in them, but my characters mm-hmm. are very flawed because we are flawed, and God loves us anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're a little bit, I would say that they're a little bit gritty. I don't really write sweet Christian romance. The town that my sisters are in is called Defiance, Colorado. I did a ton of research on the mining towns, and they were not nice places. They were, there was a town in there was a street in Telluride, Colorado in the 1890s, the red light district, that the doors to the prostitutes swung open and slammed shut so fast they called it Popcorn Alley.
Oh, wow.
And when the number two cause of death for a prostitute back then was actually suicide.
Wow.
They were so beautiful. And so when I started writing the story and I started getting into the research, it was so heartbreaking for these girls that I didn't know a way. It's not in your face. There's not graphic sex, nudity, or anything like that. But I don't really back away from the subject matter.
Right.
And I think that's kind of important, you know, because God doesn't back away from us.
Well, you know, it's really funny you should say that, because there's a series that I have had in my mind now for over 10 years, and I decided not to write it, even though at times it just haunted me. But I decided not to write it because I knew that there was not a Christian publisher out there that would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that indie publishing is opening and everything, I've actually gone back to it and actually have a pretty good word count on the first book. I've paused because I'm getting ready to do some a Christmas story. Now, are you also doing a Christmas story?
Yeah. I just released a couple weeks ago a Christmas novella called Hang Your Heart on Christmas, and it is also now part of a limited edition collection called Christmas Hearts of the West.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit, I guess you could say, cleaner than my other books, but it still deals with a dark subject, which is vengeance. And it's about a U.S. Marshal that spends 8 years of his life pretending that he is pursuing justice when what he's really doing is just trying to find the people who killed his father. And so if these criminals give him, you know, a hard time, he doesn't really have a hard time. It's not difficult for him to pull the trigger. It doesn't matter if they come into town slung across the saddle or sitting upright in it. And when a prisoner exchange goes awry and he loses his best friend, he gets stuck as the interim sheriff in a small town, and it is about to drive him crazy because he can't believe he's there. But when he finally has time to stand still long enough, he gets the chance to take a look at his life and the decisions he's making and what the pursuit of vengeance is doing to his heart. And
wow.
I thought, you know, what better time to think about changing your life than at Christmas when you celebrate the birth of the child who changed everything.
Exactly. And it is a time of reconciliation, or should be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So totally understand your thinking on that. Now, tell me, Heather, where I can, where our listeners can reach you or buy your books. Just kind of let go on that.
Well, I'm on Amazon, Heather Blanton. I have a blog called Ladies in Defiance, and it's not so much of a salesy kind of website, although you can go there and get the links and buy the books, but it's more about I like to do short biographies on women who did amazing things to help build and settle this country, mm-hmm. hence the name Ladies in Defiance. So you can go there, and I have a Facebook page, author Heather Blanton, and I also love to have people just friend me at Heather Fry Blanton, which is my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. If they can take my politics, then I want them to be my friends.
That's a lot of it with me, too. I try to stay away from it because of my situation, but I understand what you're saying. Well, Heather, it has just been a joy talking with you and meeting you, and since you're over in North Carolina.
I am over here in Raleigh.
Well, you need to check out Romance in the Smokies. And
I saw that. I was looking at that.
Yeah, it's something you might actually be interested
in. Yeah.
We would love to have you. Love to have you. Hallie Bridgman, who also is independent and writes more of the grittier inspirationals, is going to be there. So somebody you'll have a lot in common with.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I've read something by Hallie. That name sure sounds familiar. It's so tough nowadays. There are so many authors. It's hard to be heard above the noise. And so we've got to find our niche, and we've got to stick with it. And you've got that series in your head, so I would encourage you to write it.
Well, I am planning on trying to get that done after the first of the year. Okay, so we have been here on the couch with Heather Blanton. Heather, again, thank you so much for coming on. Come back. Feel free to come back.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
She is fabulous. That's Heather Blanton. A Lady in Defiance is her latest book. Now, let's just do a couple of things, and then I'll let you in on who's going to be here next week.
Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold.
Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for.
And I just want to once again thank Candace Y. Johnson, Shannon West, and Heather Blanton for being on tonight. Next week, look forward to Deborah Mello, Michelle Prince, and Molly Daniels. And, of course, we'll have romance news with the one and only fabulous Mallory Kane. And there's no telling who might be doing a book review next week, so you might as well join us for that. And I have had a wonderful time. I hope you have, too. Don't forget to join us next week for The Hummingbird Place. And also, don't forget to sign up for Romance in the Smokies in Knoxville, Tennessee. Just go to romanceinthesmokies.com. I am Donna Wright, asking you to also remember that you can go to thehummingbirdplace.com for more information and to listen to other shows. I hope that you have a wonderful week, but I'm out of here.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com.